Okay, Rabbi Yisai, today's daf is daf Ches, and we're holding Zayin Amid Beis, two lines from the bottom of the Amid. Umi Amar Reb Lazar Hachi, is that what Reb Lazar said? What did Reb Lazar say? So Rashi reminds us that earlier on yesterday's Amid Beis, smack in the middle, you see where there is a parenthesis, Bifnei Koyen Meiniach. If you go one, two lines above that, Amar Reb Zrika, Amar Reb Lazar, Af bedam loy kiddush. What means bedam loy kiddush? What happens if at the time of the Kabbalah Sadam, you were not Mekabal Adam in one Mizrak, you were Mekabal Adam in multiple Mizrakim, and there's nothing wrong with that, that's fine, but you have to make sure that the Mizrak that's going to be used for the Hazor Sadam, Mizrika Sadam, has to be with enough Dam that you can go and be Yotze and do fulfill all the requirements of the sprinkling inside, if you're talking about the chatois apnimiyos, or if you're talking about chatois achitonios, that you have enough to put on top of the mizbeach. So it has to be in one kli, the entire blood that's going to be used for the zrikois and hazois hadam. The reason I'm referring to both hazois and zrikois, because Imari uses the term hazor, and Rashi says it's talking specifically about the Purim and Seirim Hanisrafim. Those are the Pnimiyim. So Rashi gives an example, for instance, when you're talking about Purim and Seirim Hanisrafim during the year, if you had a Parakon of Mashiach, Parakon of Shul Tzibur, Seir Avoy Nezora, you would do seven Hazois in front of the Peroiches inside the Heichel. So it says Rashi, what happens if you took enough blood for three Hazois in one Kli, and another Kli you took four Hazois, so together you have seven? No good! It has to be from the outset seven hazois inside one kli. So that was the halach of Rabbi Lazar by dam loikidish lachatzoy. Freg diimara umiyam Rabbi Lazar hachi voy itmar. Didn't we learn in a totally different avoida chavite koyin gadol? As we know, every single day the koyin gadol had to go and bring an isorain of soles, which was processed subsequently in a machvas. Machvas we had before, means like a frying pan, and you would go and split up that entire Isoroin, and you would go and bring Machtzisa Baboiker and Machtzisa Ba'arev, half of an Isoroin in the morning, half of an Isoroin in the afternoon, and this was a carbon that was brought every single day of the year by the Kohen Gadol, and a Kohen Hedget brought once in his lifetime on the day that he was appointed to be the Kohen Hedget. Occasionally he brought it twice, and that is if afterwards the Kohen Hedget was elevated to the status of Kohen Gadol. Then he brought one on the first day when he was Kohen Hedget, and then regularly after he became a Kohen Gadol. Anyway, but getting back to our Gemara. So our Gemara tells us, when did they go and split up the Isorin into two Chatzi Isorin? So Zok Gemara. Well, itmar chavite koyin gadol. That chavite that we're talking about. Rabbi Yochanan Omar eina kedoisha lachatzoy. Meaning, you bring the entire isorain from your home, from wherever the flour is, and you bring it to the base of English, and now you insert it into a kli shores, the entire isorain, bakol mikol kol, in one kli at one time. Now it gets the kedusha of that kli shores. Then subsequently you're going to go and split it up. Use machtzisa b'boiker or machtzisa b'arv. Rabbi Lazar Amar, no. Mitoch shekarva l'chatzoyin, kedusha l'chatzoyin. You don't have any mitzvah to go and be makdish at all in one kli. After all, anyway, you're going to go and split it up and you're going to bring it as two separate kabbanas, one in the morning, one in the afternoon. So what you can do is you can go and initially take two kli sharises, put half of an isorin into one kli sharis and say, okay, we're going to use this morning, and the other half in the other kli sharis, and we'll use that in the afternoon. Aha. So you can go and split it ab initio as you come in, put it into two separate kelim. Frank the Mariat Vim Isa. This was Reb Lazar speaking at the end here, that you can go and split it up. Vim Isa, if Reb Lazar holds the Gabi Dam, like Reb Zrika, interesting name Zrika, since we're talking about the Zrika Sadam. Right, yeah. But it's written with an Aleph, but at least it's pronounced the same way. So we had that Reb Zrika, and he said in the name of Reb Lazar, Af Bedam LeKiddush, if you put three Hazois volume of Dam in one Kli, and four in the other Kli, then at Mitzdarif. And over here he's saying, you could go and split it up, half Hazoi, half a zoy. Vim Isa leiv midam. Why don't we learn from dam? Says the top Rashi that just like vim Isa the dam loy kidesh lechatzoyim, like Reb Zirkus in the name of Reb Lozer, leiv mincha midam. Learn the loch of mincha as well. But don't be makdish lechatzoyim. You should put it in two separate kinyanim. Yeah. No question. The Gemara is going to quote that pasuk further down.
What is the question? Why don't I learn from them? Because it's a mefarish pasuk. That's why.
Okay. No. Everybody agrees that you only bring a chatzi isarin in the morning and a chatzi isarin in the afternoon. The question is, at what point are you makdish? Does it become niskadish to be a kli, to be a carbon? A Kohen and his wife at home, they produced every single day 1, 2, 3 pounds of flour, which they used to go and bake challis and to go and make cake and for cookies and all the rest. And then they set aside, of course, the flour also to bring the Isorin every single day. But when it's still at his home, it doesn't have any Kedusha of a Tahara of a carbon. I mean, it could be that the Kohen Gadol and his wife baked the Kedusha of a Tahara, but it doesn't have the Kedusha's carbon. Okay, when does it have the Kedusha's carbon? When you bring it into the Azara and you put it into a Klisharis. The question is, do you put the entire Isorin in the Klisharis all at one time, and now it's Niskadesh, and then we're going to split it after that? Or, no, you can really split it as soon as you come in. Ask the Kohen Hamamuna, whoever's in charge, please bring me 2 Mizraks or 2 Kelim. He pours half of the Yisorin into one and half of the Yisorin into the other. That's the whole machlek. Rabbi Yochanan says, any Kiddush Latzoyin, you have to insert the entire Chavitin all in one Kli. And then now, oh, Niskadesh, Maskim, Umay. And now we split it up into 2 separate Kelim. Or a Blazer says, no. Since you're anyway bringing in half, so you can go and be Makdashin in half.
That's the question.
So Frank Dimar, the same Rabbi Blazer says, by Dam, that you cannot go and afterwards just combine the 3 and the 4. You have to go and initially take all 7 azoyis in one kli. Why wouldn't he agree with Rabbi Yochanan that you have to have the entire Isorin all in one kli? That's the Gemara's kashya. V'chitayim, we're going to tell Rabbi Loz, you know, each halach is on its own. You can't go and mix and match and say, well, just because by dam it's like this, it's by, same thing applies to mincha. V'chitayim, we're going to tell Rabbi Loz, v'chitayim, Rabbi Loz, Mincha shekomtze beheichel ksheira shekem atzina besilig bezichin. What is this all about? Every single Shabbos Kodesh, the Kohanim, as you know, did a rotation in terms of the lechem upon him, where you had 4 Kohanim coming into the heichel. 2 of them were removing the old lechem, old in the sense that it was there already for a week, and even though it was there for a week, it didn't get stale. It was still piping hot, etc. Fresh and geschmack. Ah. And 1 coin took out the shtu to 2 bezicha levoina, so now we've cleared the shulchan from its prior contents, and the other 2 kehanim at the same time are inserting the new lechem upon him and the 2 new bezicha levoina. Okay, now how are you... All the Kohanim had the right to go and eat from the lechem upon them. They split it up, 6-6, 5-7. That's another Gemara. But bottom line is, they split it up to go and eat. So what is the matir? What's the machshir? Those shtei bezich levoina. Those shtei bezich levoina were taken out of the heichel, through the ulam, into the azara, and put on the mizbeach hachitzoin, and they had a special marocha where they would go and burn the shtei bezich levoina. Shkoich. So now the Gemara says, what did Rabbi Loza say? Mincha shekomtze beheichem. What do you normally do the kmitz of the mincha? Of course, in the azara. But what happens if in doing the azara, the kohen went and did it in the heichel? Why didn't the heichel? Chvaisnish, but that's what he did. So if he were to be kmitz the mincha in the heichel, it's kosher. Why is it kosher? Shekim atzina, basilik bezichen. The basilik bezichen, says Rashi, that's ken the kmitzah. As you know, when you have your regular mincha, you go and take the 3 fingers, and now you have your kmitza by the bezicha levoina. That's the only thing you put on the mizbeach. You didn't put any soles or any kmitza. The kmitza, says Rashi, was the siluk of the bezicha, and that was the kmitza. Ah, that being the case, when you removed the bezicha from the tish, from the shulchan, and now the 2 kehanim are taking it out, niskamets, we already have our kmitza. And that kmitza took place in the heichal. Oh, so I learn a regular, normal carbon mincha, the kmitza of that mincha, from the silik bezichen on Shabbos of the lechem upon. So silik means the removal. That you remove the lechem upon him and the bezichel avoyne from the shulchan. So what do I see from this? That I'm learning one thing from another thing. So don't tell me, Rabbi Loza holds, Milza mi milza loy gomar, and that's why by uns, by the chavitin, he doesn't learn it from the din of dam. You see, he does learn the din of mincha from the removal of the bezicha levoina, and he does make the same kesher, and he says, "Yo, come to beheichus kesher." Says he, "Where the kasha nishke kasha? Mincha mi mincha yalef, mincha mi dam lo yalef." After all, these are both kabbonis mincha. It's true we don't normally look upon the lechem upon him as a mincha, but on my
side, it's a baked item.
It's a baked item with flour, and it's similar to, in that respect, a mincha. So therefore, and just like your regular mincha, you have to have the machshir and the matir, which is the kmitza. Here you have the bezich, and those are the matirim. And the siluk, the removal of them from the shulchan, that's called the kmitza. So it's ken. That's why you learn mincha, mincha, but mincha and dam is two separate things. So, nishke kash. Right, you want mincha, mincha, yalef. Is it really true that Rebbelozer learns mincha, mincha? I'll ask you, stira, Rebbelozer, and Rebbelozer. What time do we have a price? Actually, parka nifras lachma halechem posel. They makter olavas abezichem. Misha parka nifras lachma halechem posel and makter olavas abezichem. What is the Gemara talking about? This brisa that we're learning now is talking about the lechem upon. But the derivative, it is a derivative from the normal hilchis mincha, in the sense. By hilchis mincha, as you know, your regular mincha, you have to take a minimum of an isorin of flour, you put it into your kli shoris, that's makadish it now, and then the koyim puts his three fingers in, and he takes out a kmitza, and now he takes that kmitza, he puts in a separate kli shoris, he also takes levoina, and they take it up to the top of the mizbeach, and they makter it on the maruch. Okay, that's all very fine. What happens if at some point some of the solus spills out? Lemushal, from the shirayim, right? After he took off his three fingers, now you still have the shirayim, the shiari mincha, which are destined to be eaten by the kahanim after the haktoris ha-kmitza. What happens if some of it unfortunately fell to the ground? What happens now? So the question is, when did you have that breakage or that leakage? Did it happen prior to the kmitza or after the kmitza? If it happened prior to the kmitza, then everybody agrees that this carbon is no longer kosher, and therefore don't bother with the kmitza. We're talking about if the part of the isor and solas spilled away, you lost it, whatever happened to it, then I'm sorry?
Of the
shirayim. Well, it's not shirayim yet because he didn't do a kmitza yet. But what could have, would have been the shirayim had it not been part of the kmitza. There's gradually going to be a machlekes tomorrow between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish whether you could remedy it and say, okay, fell to the ground, shnell, bring some more. I have more flour. In fact, I brought a bag of flour which had in it 1.5 esrayim, and we used one. So maybe we should take some more of that, the unused flour, and then some machlekes Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish whether you can refill it. But let's assume they didn't have any more mincha, no more flour, and they couldn't refill it. What happens now if some spills to the ground prior to doing the kmitza? Then the answer is don't bother doing the kmitza, and this whole carbon unfortunately is possible, and just go and put it on the
carbon. Nothing.
It's nothing. Well, I mean, it was a carbon because you put it into the klisharis, so now it's niskadish with a kedushas haguf as a carbon mincha.
It's possible, you know, therefore, if it doesn't, it has all the vulnerability of kedushas.
Exactly, yotze. You could have some tummy who touches it. You wouldn't normally have a problem of, let's say, what's a C-section? A yoytze doifin. You wouldn't normally have. You wouldn't have a treifa problem, but you would certainly have a problem. Sorry, a balmum, exactly. But you know, the other problems, like a yoytze, you certainly would have. Anyway, so the halacha is, if it's prior to kmitza, don't bother doing the kmitza. And if you did a kmitza after, it's meaningless. You don't put it on the marocha, and you don't eat the shirayim. It's dead on arrival, unfortunately, and you just go put it on the base edeshin for the pasul kabbonis, and you just go and burn it. However, what happens if after you took the kmitza and the kohen is rising to the occasion to put it on top of the mizbeach, on top of the marocha, and then some of the flour fell out, not from the kmitza, but from the shirayim. Now we have machlokes between Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish, which we're going to have tomorrow in the Gemara. What do you do? Kuli alma moida don't bother doing the kmitzim, putting it on. No, start again. Kuli alma moida that shirayim einam ne'echolim. You don't eat the shirayim. The question is, what do you bother doing a kmitz on the mizbeach or not? One man the yomer says, even though you won't be able to eat the shirayim, okay? You won't be able to, but still do the haktorah of the kmitz. And the other man the yomer says, don't bother doing the haktorah of the kmitz because it's again a pasul akar. So there's a fundamental difference between whether you lost some of the shirayim pre-kmitza, where everybody agrees, forget about it, don't bother doing kmitza, and if you did a kmitza, don't do a haktara, don't eat it, gunish, nothing left. Well, according to the second case, is where the chisoran took place between the kmitza and the haktara, according to everybody, you cannot eat from the shirayim. The question is, should you even be matter the kmitza, the koimitz, or not, to make it into, quote, a kosher carbon, or don't bother, it's also, again, possible. Good. Based on that pattern, you have the same thing when it comes to the lechem upon him. So what does it say over here? It says in the Braisa, Achlei parka, if before you were porek means before you removed it. It's similar to the word siluk that we had before. Before you went and removed the chalas, and that is the lechem upon him, and the bzich levayna from the shulchan, if nifras lachma, if one of the lechem upon him broke, in other words, a piece fell off to the ground, for instance, halachim pasul. That not, it's not only that particular one of the 12 lechem panim, but all of the lechem panim becomes pasul now. And this is therefore similar to the case, though, or parallel to the case we had with the regular mincha that you lost some of the shirayim. Here you're losing some of the lechem. Whole thing is no good. And this is actually parka. This is prior to the removal, which means like prior to the kmitza. And if it's prior to the kmitza, a makter olav es habezichin. Don't even be makta. Not only is the shirayim puzzle, but don't go and be makta the bezichin. What? Nothing happened to the bezichin. The carbon is dead on arrival, no good. Like a regular carbon mincha where you lost the shirayim prior to doing the kmitza. Don't bother doing anything. You lost this carbon. However, misha parka nifras lachma. The same case, but we're talking about you already removed all the lechem panim from the shulchan, as well as the bzicha levoina, and you're walking now down from the heichel through the ulam down into the azar, and unfortunately, en route, some of that lechem became possible. Could happen there was some sort of accident, maybe the koyin fell down, maybe banged against the wall. Doesn't matter. The point is, some of that lechem got spoiled, got broken off, fell to the ground. How lechem is possible? Don't bother eating the lechem, which is just like the reisha, the first case.
All 12 is possible.
All 12 are possible. And now, says the Brais, makter all of us a bezichin. Yes, you can be makter the bezichin, which is different than the ratio. The ratio said, don't bother, it's all no good. No. Here, even though you can't eat from the blechem, but still be makter all of us a bezichin. On this part, the makter all of us a bezichin, as we'll see in the Gemara later, in fact, that is a machloikis. But that's what this Brais holds, so that at least you can remedy the carbon in the sense that, yes, we were makta the bzicha levoina the way we're supposed to. Just we can't eat from the lechem upon him. Okay, and you move on. So that is the brisa. V'yom Reb Losa. That's our Reb Losa. Now, loy parka mamish of kimin shegias mana lefarek or lefreik avo pisha loy parka kimisha parka damya. Reb Losa adds a footnote. He says the sefer where we said that when it was already parka, that you already took it off of the shulchan, and what happens now and then was nifras halechem. Says Reb Losa, it doesn't have to be that the actual physical removal of the lechem upon him took place. As long as it came to that magic hour where you're supposed to remove the lechem upon him, and you were delayed and you weren't porik it at that time. So you're thinking to yourself, well, what was that magic zman? So Rashi brings some sechtes psachim that on every single Shabbos they would bring the carbon musaf at 6 hours, which means basically chatzois, while they remove the bzicha levoina and the bread and the lechem upon him at 7 hours, which means 1 o'clock in the afternoon. What happens if it's already 1:30, 2 o'clock, and people say no, and now nebuch some of the lechem upon him nebuch broke away? Says Rabbi Lazar, leparka mamish. Avakim shegiyas manalifrek, since it's already that 1 hour, 1:30 in the afternoon. When I say 1 hour, 1 o'clock or 1:30 in the afternoon, Alpha Bishaloid Parka, even if we have not removed the Lechel Panim yet from the Shulchan, Kimisha Parka Damya, deem it as if it was Parka, and therefore deem it as if there was as the sefer would apply, and according to this sefer, even though we won't be able to eat from the bread from the lechel upon him because nifras lachma, but you can be magder olav es habezichin. Freiti mara the bzich levayin. Right, bzich levayin. Freiti mara v'mai. Why does Reb Loza say that the heavy kimincha shechaseira koidim kemitza? You're right. It's stuck already 2 o'clock. It's beyond that magical hour. You were supposed to take it off. But the ma'aseh, you didn't take it off yet, and so therefore you still have your chalas together with the shbezicha levoyin still on the shulchan. So therefore, says Gemara, v'mai. Why do you say that it's deemed to be as if it's already parka? But the ma'aseh, it wasn't parka. Why don't you deem it as being like a mincha that was chaser before the kmitza? And then it would be totally possible, then you wouldn't be able to even go be makter es habazichen. Ah, so what do I see from this? I see that even though normally I would learn hilchis lechem upon him and bezicha levoina from your regular standard carbon mincha, here he's not learning it. Reb Loza says that even though we're talking about that there was loy parka yet, and therefore it's loy parka, it's past his man, maskin. But the ma'aseh didn't park it, so therefore it's like pre-kemitza. Pre-kemitza, we say by regular mincha, the whole thing is posel, and you're not makter the kemitza. And here he said, no. Even though they didn't do the kemitza yet, meaning they didn't remove the bzicha levoina from the shulchan yet, so that's considered to be pre-kemitza. If a part falls off, he said, it's still kosher, and you can still go and you can't eat the lechapan. You can never eat the lechapan. But you can go and still and do your haktoris the kemitza on the mizbech. It means haktor of the bzicha levoina. So don't I have a stira? Reb Loza says we do learn mincha mi mincha, and here I see very clearly that when it comes to this halacha of the lechem upon him, we do not learn this kemitza from regular mincha. Evdi mahalay kasha mincha loy borer brera. The shita mikvetzes takes out the brera. Do I have a brera? He takes it out. So mincha loy borer koymetz di day va borer koymetz di da. The kivichik is man lefreik, commanded parka dami. What do you mean to say? Yes, halachically you're certainly correct that the removal of the levoyin and the lechaponim from the shulchan, that is the considered to be like the kmitza moment, that real special kmitza moment. However, there's a major physical, practical difference between your regular kmitza and this deemed kmitza. What's the difference? By the kmitza, you have to do a kmitza. You have to put the 3 fingers in, and then you have to fish it up from both sides, get an exact amount, and then you take it and put it into another kli sharis, etc., etc. So therefore, by a regular mincha, initially, if any shirayim, if any of the mincha fall away, we haven't established yet what the kmitza will be because the kohen hasn't put his 3 fingers in yet.
It's mechusar ma'aseh, as it were.
Oh, very good. So therefore, the whole thing we say is gushed. However,
the spoons contain the levona.
Whatever the amount of levona that was placed a week ago, that is the amount of the kmitza, so to speak, that's going to be put on the mizbech. I don't have to be mavar the volume, the amount, put 3 fingers in. It's a done deal. Therefore, the himach gives mana once that 1 o'clock in the afternoon hits. Livrik, to go and remove it, it's kimanda parkedam. It's as if the kmitza already took place. So the kasha on Reb Loza was, since the kmitza has not taken place yet, I should say that the whole thing is puzzle and don't even go and be makter the bezichen. And yet the Braisa says that I am makter the bezichen. It's a shver, aren't we learning the din of lechem upon him from a regular mincha? So why aren't they the same halacha? Says he, well, no. Don't say that at 1 o'clock. It's pre-kemitza. It's already post-kemitza. Why is it post-kemitza?
A week ago, when they put the levoina on the table, it was already kemitza effectively.
Exactly right.
Parallel.
And now that we've hit the 1 o'clock hour and you didn't do anything yet, it's as if you already removed that kemitza, because everybody knows what the kemitza is. It's those two bezicha levoina. So therefore, says the Gemara, kiman de park yadami. So the Gemara, ibazo, yalamiyato, tehevi kishirayim shechoser ben kemitza l'hak Torah. Fine. I accept what you just said now, that the 1 o'clock, 1:30 when it comes, we know for sure what the kmitza is, those day bzicha levoinus, it's right, it's as if it's kman after the kmitza damya, and that's why it says in the Braisa, according to Reb Loza, you know what you do now, go and be makta the bzicha, even though you can't eat the lechem, lechem is possible, but be makta the bzicha. Frey Timura, why? Since at 1:30, which is already past 1 o'clock, So it's already the deemed kmitza has already taken place. So shtei bezicha levoina have been isolated for the last week. We know exactly which ones they are. You didn't remove it, but it's kiman, the removed dummy. So now if part of the lechem is now parsa, it breaks off. Why don't you say it's kishiraim shechosu bekmitza la'akhtara? The aim makdir and koimitz aleim, that we're not makdir the koimitz. And you said in this brisa, based on what Reb Elazar says, go ahead and still be makdir the kmitza. Didn't we say at the outset that there's a machloikis, whether or not you are makter the kmitz under those circumstances, when after the kmitza, some of the rest of the shirayim fell away? And machloikis. So blows us off the gamanti. He holds like that mandiyama that quote unquote is more mekel, that you can go and be makter. And in fact, that brice is according to that mandiyama, because the brice says in the sefer, Misha Barka Nifras Lachma Lechem Pasul Makter Olavas Abzichen. The other Mandiyam would say, no, you can't be Makter Olavas Abzichen because it's Chosru Ben Kemitzel Haktar. He holds like a Mandiyam that holds Makter Kemitzel Ein, so therefore, no problem. Okay, Zuckibar Gufa, let's go back to how we started off the bottom of the Amid Beis. You have Yechavita Koyin God, Rabbi Yechon Omer, Eina Kedusha Lechatzoyin. You cannot put the entire Isorin into two separate kalim at the outset. You got to put the entire Isorin into the kli, and after becomes kodesh, everybody say, okay, kodesh, 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 no. Now you can go and split it into two separate kalim. But the original kadusha has to be one. Rav Elazar Amar Mitoshe, Korv L'chatzoyin. Anyway, you're going to split it up. So kadosh L'chatzoyin, you can be makdash L'chatzoyin, you can initially put it into two separate kalim. Amachlekes. Amar Rav Acham, Aitam, Rav Yochanan, where does Rav Yochanan come from? Amar Krat says in the pasuk, this is the quote, this is the pasuk that Mr. Robert Friedlander was quoting before. If you want to look at number one on the Torah Ora Shalem, Ze Karben Aharon Uvonav Ashi Akrivu Lashem B'yom Himosha Choysai. B'yom Himosha Choysai is referring to the Kahanim Hedyotim, because the Kohen God brought every single day. Asiris O'Efa, that's the Sorein Solas. Mincha Tamid Machtzisah Baboike Machtzisah Ba'arev. You go and are makter half of it in the morning, half of it in the afternoon. So now the Gemara darshens from the fact that it says, mincha, tamid, put tamid into parentheses, mincha, machtzisa, that the word machtzisa doesn't just mean chutzi, half, but machtzisa, make a machtzisa, go and be machtzisit, go and split it. That's part of the mitzvah. So my tam Reb Yochanan makra, mincha, machtzisa, Havi mincha, havei mincha, bring a mincha, and put it into your klisharis, and me makdish it. The yachach, I'd say, when after you're done with that, when everybody says, yo, it's kodesh, it's in the klisharis, now you take it out, and then you split it. So, you have a mitzvah post mincha to be machtzisit to go in choytzeh. That's Rabbi Yochanan's limud. Now the Gemara is going to ask two stark akashas on Rabbi Elazar, who you recall respectfully disagrees and says, no, you can be makdish them in two separate kelim. Meisvei. Chavita koyin godol hayiboyis chatzayin. They didn't come in halves. Ela meivi isorin sholeim, you bring a full isorin. You come into the base of English. V'choytzeyu, and then you split it. Oh, just like Rabbi Yochanan was saying, mincha machtzisa. V'tanya ilu nemer mincha machtzis. Without that additional hay, maybe chatzis yisorim mi beisoy shachris. In the morning, he makes sure to go and bring along a chatzis yisorim, or makrev, and you bring it. And then in the afternoon, he goes home for lunch, he goes home for a rest, whatever. Chatzis yisorim mi beisoy arvis. In the afternoon, he should bring the second half and be makrev. So I might have thought if it would say mincha machtzis, tamale machtzisa ba boiker. That you're supposed to bring a sholem aganza in the morning and be machtish the whole thing all in one klishar. So when you did, and when you finish with that, chaytzeyu, and then you go and split it up. So the chayit, it says word for word like Rabbi Yochanan. It's a chayeshven reblaza that says, no, you can go and bring mitachshe karva lechatzayin, kloishu lechatzayin. You can bring half in the morning, bring half in the afternoon, bring them in two separate kelim, bring machtish them in two separate kelim. Is a chazir a starke raya to Rabbi Yochanan? Every gemara le mitzvah avad lichat chila. The nicest thing would be, says Rabbi Elazar, I agree with Rabbi Yochanan. You should go and put it all into one klisharis in the morning, and then it becomes kodesh, and then split it up into two batches, one for the morning, one the afternoon. I'm maskim. That's the mitzvah. Mitzvah min a mufcher, but it's not ma'akiv if you brought it in the morning and you brought it into two separate kelim, half in this one, half in that one. Oh, good. Mitzvah is good. Amr Abgaviyah made Baksil, Lervashi. But it says in the Pasuk that it's got to be Choik Oilam Lahashem Kolil Toktar. It's a Pasuk that says that it has to be a Choik. It's got to be in this fashion. Anytime it says the word Choik, that means it's Ma'akev. So Shteita Chukah here in these Psukim dealing with the Chavitin. That Chukah part is that when you bring it from home, you have to bring it all at once. Like the second Brisa said before, don't think I can bring half of it in the morning, bring half in the afternoon, you got to bring that all at once. Says Reb Loza, I mask him to that. Bring everything in the morning in your one container, your plastic bag, whatever you brought it in, all at once. But when you bring it into the Azor itself, there, says Reb Loza, I agree with Reb Yochanan and Avada, the best thing is to take the Holy Sarin and put it into one klisharis all at one time. But if you put it into two separate kelim at that time, that's okay. Because the choik only goes on, bring it all from home at one time in the morning. But once you bring it in, then you can do it either way. Although the mitzvah and a mufcher put into one klisharis. Frank Timar, Umyam Reb Yochanan, Hochin, does Reb Yochanan really hold like this? That make sure it's all together at once? Well, Itmar. And the Gemara is now quoting, we had this Gemara back in Zvachim, I'm sure you all remember. The minimum amount of volume that you have for your kar mincha is an isarin of sidus, an asiris or eifa. What happens if initially in the morning you only brought a half of an isarin, and the kohen looks at you, mister, you know the minimum? Of course I know, but that's all I have now. My wife is still working the rest of the flour. I'm yet in 2-3 hours, we're going to come back. We're going to have the whole thing. But in the meantime, I want to put that chatzi isorin inside the klishars. But he certainly intends to go and be moistfan. Rav Omer Inikot. Rav says, it's basically a joke. This is gunish mit gunish. It does not get any kedusha. It retains its status like chulin, says Rashi. Rav Yochanan Omer Kodesh. No, it's kodesh. Freiti Mora, vim isa. Since Rabbi Yochanan was the one that said very emphatically, back on the Amud Beis Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Eina Kedusha L'Chatzoy, L'Gabi L'Chavit, and it's got to be all at one time. So Leva L'Chavit, it's got to be all at one time, like Rav said, Eina Kadosh. Why does Rabbi Yochanan say you can go and split it up? V'chitem Rabbi Yochanan Miltzim Miltzim L'Yalif. He doesn't learn their halacha of Hilchais Mincha from Hilchis Chavitin. I've Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shleimim Sheshachton Be Shlomim, sorry, Shlomim Sheshachton Be Heichel Ksherin. We all know that when it comes to a carbon, you got to go and shecht it in the Azara. The Kachim Kudashim in the Tzofin side, and all the Kachim Kalim throughout the Azara. But nobody goes and shechts in the Heichel. If you go and bring the animal into the Heichel, they go and shecht. People look at you as you're a little bit deranged. But that's what he did, what he's supposed to do. Says Rabbi Yochanan, it's kosher. It's not the preferable way of doing it, but it's kosher. Why? You have to go and shecht it in front of the door of the oil ma'id, meaning inside the azara, facing the oil ma'id. And since when you do it the Pesach oil ma'id, it's kosher, is the koshkein, kalvachoymesh, lehi tofel chomamiyikr. Madachin can do it outside before you enter into the palace, so to speak, and before you enter into the Heichel. Mm-hmm. If you go into the Heichel, it's even better, because that's the Iker. Inside the Zohar is the Tafel.
Before that, they were home on the range.
Shkoyach. Anyway, so Rabbi Yochanan says over here that we do learn one from the other. Which one do we learn? We learn the Heichel from the Azara. Just like it's kosher in the Azara, it's kosher in the Heichel. So wouldn't Rabbi Yochanan and the Chayre also have to hold that the same thing applies, that we learn one Karban Mincha from the other Karban Mincha? Just like by the Chavita, and Rabbi Yochanan says, no, it's got to be the Scottish all in one Kli. Why does Rabbi Yochanan say over here that you only have to put in Chatzi Sarin and you'll be Moisef later on, that that's also okay? Since initially when he brought in that chatzi yisarin and he put it into the kli, and the kohen said, hey, what are you doing? Are you nuts? Don't you know you have to bring a host? Kohen, don't get so upset, don't get so nervous. And miyat Hashem, another hour or two, I'm going to bring the other. I'm just, this I had available, I want to bring it as soon as possible. But miyat Hashem, I'm going to come back with the rest of it shortly. If that's what he expressed at the outset, I'm bringing a full isarin, I'm not violating the rules, but just give me a little chance. That's okay. How do I know? Dasanya. Mileim. Now, where does it say the word mileim? The word mileim appears by the Nisim, which we lay, of course, on Chanukah, and which we lay of course, also
in Nisan,
Nishkayach. What is that carbon that you go and bring? So if you look at number three, the Nachshon and Minodov on day number one, and then all the other Nesiim on their own respective days, the Karbonai Karas Kesef Achas, Shloishim Umeya Mishkala, it was a kara made out of silver, but it was very heavy. 130 was its mishkal, with its weight. Mizrak, besides the kara, the kara, they also brought a mizrak, echad kesef, also made out of silver. Shivim shekel b'shel ha-kodesh, which the weight was 70 shkolim. Anyway, shneim, don't bring them empty, but bring them maleim soles belula v'ashem elamincha. Bring them full of soles. And what are you going to use that soles? What are you going to use it for? A carbon mincha. It means for the mincha sesachim, together with other carbonates that they brought. Anyway, it uses the term in the pasuk shneim maleim. Now, when we think of maleim, we think that it's full to the top, to the brim. Now, that's not what maleim means. Ein maleim ele shleimim. What means shleimim? That it's got to be the full shiur that you were supposed to go and bring. Since the full shiur, let's say, was an isorein, make sure you have an isorin shalim, not 0.99 of an isorin agansa. That's the word maleim. So it doesn't have to be full to the brim, but it's got to be shalim in terms of the volume that's required. The Amar Rav Yossi, so when Rav Yossi learned that pasuk and this braisa, he added, Amosai, when do I say that if it's not mole, it's choser, and it's posel, and no good? That stuff is machin datal hoisef. It's machin datal hoisef, rishin kodosh. If what he initially brought is kar mincha, he said, I know it's a little bit short, I have every intention of bringing, I'll be back in a few minutes, I'll be back in an hour, I'm going to fill it up. That's okay. Oh, says Rabbi Yochanan, so I'm not the one that's machadish, that's already the Tana. Rabbi Yossi already said that, and I follow in his footsteps, that's why it's okay. However, by the case of the chavitim, he has the full amount of the volume. Only question is, how are you makdish it? Are you makdish it in one kli, two kelim? That's already a separate story. Okay, we explained to Rabbi Yochanan, but what about the Rav, the chavitim, keman svirale? Remember, what did Rav say over here? Rav says it's not enough of da'at lohisif. You only bring a chatzi yisar and you put it into the kli. Einoi kodesh, it's worthless. Gunish mit gunish. What does Rav hold by the machlokes chavitim between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Blozer? If you brought a half yisar in one kli and a half yisar in the other kli, the chavitim keman svirale. How does he hold? Iker Rabbi Blozer, that's the adversary, the one that is says differently than Rabbi Yochanan. And what did Rabbi Blozer say in the bottom? That you can split it up into two separate kelim. No, leila mi chavitim. Just like the chavitim, you put it into two separate kelim, right? Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Blozer, semitosh kavu lechatzayin, kedush lechatzayin. So you should say the same thing over here. I brought my first chatzi yisorin in one kli, and don't worry, Rabbi. I'm going to bring the other chatzi yisorin in another kli. So why would Rav say any kodesh if he holds by chavitim? You can put it two separate kelim. So here too, he's going to bring it separately. Maybe Rav doesn't learn one from the other. But Rav, I know that Rav holds mincha kedoshe b'loy shemen. When you put your initial solace into the kli shoris, it's typically already wetted with shemen, either through yitzika or belila, which we're going to learn more about in the Amud Beis and further in our Masechta. So it's already, quote-unquote, a wet carbon mincha, which you go and put into the klisharis to be makdashit, and you also go and throw in levoina. We're going to talk about that in a moment. What happens if a person only brought the raw soles, which was not mixed yet with any shemen, and he did not bring the levoina, he just mincha kadosh, he just put into the klisharis, it's kadosh even without the shemen. Why? By lechem upon him, there was no shemen involved. All of the lechem upon him that was baked, there was no shemen as one of the ingredients. Yes, they had the flour and they had water, but they had no. They didn't put in pfeffer, they didn't put in tzikker, they didn't put in zalz. It was straight.
They didn't coat it with the egg white.
Exactly. And all the rest. So that's just like the lechem upon him was without shemen. The mincha can also be kodesh, a regular karm mincha, even though every karm mincha, except for minchas chote, but normal regular karm mincha has shemen. So even without the shemen, it also becomes the skadish, because I learned from lechem apart. And the same thing is what happens if you only put the mincha with the shemen inside the kli, but you didn't put in the levoina, that special incense. Below levoina is also kusha, shekim matzino, the mincha sesachim. Because by mincha sesachim, you have the same thing. Every time that you bring a carbon oiler, carbon shlomim, you add to it a mincha sesachim. That mincha had no levoina with it, just pure mincha. Ah, And what happens if you only put into the kli only solas? B'loy shemenu, b'loy levayna, mamish just raw up. All tzakusha. Shekim etzino minchas choyte. Minchas choyte, says in the pasuk, la'itin la'yosim alei shemen, v'li'itin alei levayna, kichat asi, no levayna, no shemen. So here too. Ah. So what do we see from this? That Rav is learning regular hilchais mincha from other extraordinary hilchais minchais, such as the lechem upon him, the minchas esachem, minchas chayim. So he does learn milza mi milza. So Ibazoi, if he holds like Reb Lozer, the gab the halacha of the chavitin, that you can go and bring it in stages, so Ibazoi in two separate kelim. So why does Rav say over here, Einoi kadosh? It must be the Gav Chavitin he holds like Rabbi Yochanan, that you got to go and bring it all entirely in one kli regan tzemasim and ain't kiddush l'chatzoy. So why does he argue in Rabbi Yochanan over here in the case of the incomplete mincha? Because Rabbi Yochanan holds like that Rabbi Yosi that holds that data lahoysif is good. So even though I only brought a half of his son, I'm coming back in 2 hours. Don't be nervous. Rav says I am nervous. He had to go and bring it all together as one. Just like Rabbi Yochanan said by the Chavit, and that's why I hold by every single carbon. Okay, Gufa. Zuki Maro, this is now repeat. Omarav, Mincha Kedusha B'loi Shemen. You only put the Mincha into the Klisharis without any oil. It's Kusha. Why? Shekim Matin B'lecham Panim, that there is no oil. If you put in the Mincha with oil, but you left out the Levoina, all to Kusha, Shekim Matin Mincha Sesach. When have you put neither shemen nor levayna? It's all zakusha shemen came at zimun minchas choyte. And the reverse is also true. What happens if you didn't put the solas in? You only put the shemen in, or only the levayna in? It's all zakachi. As soon as you put them in, they get a kedushas haguf. Hai b'loy hai, v'hai b'loy hai. The shemen without the levayna, or the levayna without the shemen. Why? Again, for the same reason. Hai shemen. Shemen shekim atzina b'loik shemen shel metzayda. You find by loik shemen shel metzayda that's only a loik shemen. That's it. So you will put the shemen on its own into the kli. It's just like yena loik shemen that becomes the Scottish in the kli. Here also on its own becomes the Scottish in the kli. Levoina, same thing. Shemen atzina levoina above the bezichin. There's only levoina in the bezichin. There's nothing else. And the instant's covered. So you put the bezichin into levoina into the kli sharis without the rest. That's also good because it's above the. So again, each one has a nice path. Rabbi Chanina, however, Rabbi Chanina disagrees with what we just said, and Rabbi Chanina says, no, each one on its own, if you only have the mincha without the Shem Levoina, it's gunish mitgunish, it does not become kaddish. Fine. Freiti maya to Rabbi Chanina is sorain loman nimshach. Couldn't Rabbi Chanina, as we know, all of the kelim in the Beis Mikdash, they were moishach b'shemen ha-mishcha. Why would they bother to be moishach the isarn? Isarn was the midas hayavish. There were two midas hayavish in the Beis Mikdash. One was an isarn, one was a chatzi isarn. So the question is, why did they bother being moishach the isarn? If you're going to go and tell me that every single kli can go and be makdash, even though you didn't put in all of the contents. When you're talking about the isarn was a midah. Midah means it was a measure, like a measuring cup, for isarn. Why did they have to go be moishach it? After all, the only thing that you're putting into that is the isarn of soilus to measure it. From that, you're going to go and pour it to another klisharis, together with the shemen and together with the levoina. But initially, you're measuring the volume of the soilus. You put it into the isarn. So according to Rav, that holds it, that's enough to go and be makdish it, just the solus on its own. I understand why they were moishach the isarin. But according to Rav Chanina, that says, no, isarin, if you only put in the mincha without any other ingredients, is gunish mekunish, loizu kedosha loizu, loizu kedosha loizu. So why do you have to be moishach? Then the isarin is like a regular klichol that you're using as a measuring cup and finish. Why do you have to go and give it a kedusha saguf of a klisharis by being moishach it? Everything more, your regular carbon mincha, you're right. The reason why they were moishach it is a minchas choyte, since every once in a while, someone chas v'shalom was over on one of the
three averus of a carbon oliviyor,
and since he had to go and bring the carbon oliviyor, if he was not wealthy enough to bring either a b'haim kizba seira or the shtei oifis, he had to bring a minchas choyte, and that minchas choyte didn't have any shaman, it didn't have an levoin, and therefore he had to go and measure that raw solus. He put that into the sar. Oh, that's the reason why they were moishach it, for those lone occasions when that might have occurred, to go and give it, instill in it, and infuse in it a kedusha. V'loig loma nifshech. Why were they moishech the loig that was a midas halach to go and give a kedusha? You just said now, according to Reb Chanina, loizu kedusha b'loizu. So why did they have to bother being moishech the loig? Oh, the occasional case of a loig shalom atzayra. If a matzayra came and he needed a loig, you want to be makdish that loig, so you put it into the midas haloig, and that's why there was moishech it lechetchel. Fine. Rav Shmuel agrees to Rav that you can go and be makdish one ingredient out of the three ingredients, even though it's not all together. You only had the solus, you only had the levayni, you only had the shema. Yeah, he agrees. Where do we find that? Did not. We go back to Masechta Zvachim. Kli halach mekachinus halach umidois hayavish mekachinus hayavish. If you have the kli halach that can be makdish halach, such as
a log.
A log shemen, very good. Or in case of wine that you put in wine, you put in other shemen. It's a kli halach where Rashi tells us, Nechem, as we'll learn when we get to Masechta's Midois, that there were seven Midois halach altogether, starting with a hin, a chatzia hin, shlishes hin, revias hin, etc. So there were seven such Midois halach. Anyway, so which they do in the Mishnah? You have the lach with mekachinus halach, midas yov, mekachinus yovish. The ain kli halach, mekachinus yovish. If you put in raw flour into the kli halach, the Gemara is going to say in a moment, we don't mean the kli halach, we really mean the midas halach. We're going to have Shmuel is going to say in a moment. But like midas yov, mekachinus halach. If you go and pour into an isarn, you go and pour in shemen, or you pour in yayin, it's wrong.
Ineffective.
Goodish. Okay, the Yomishmu. Lo yishana, when it says here in the safe of that Mishnah, which we just quoted, V'ein kli halach mekachinus halach, it doesn't mean kli. It means midois. Midois. In other words, for instance, you have the mizrak that was used all the time for the Kabbalah Saddam. That wasn't a mida, whatever the size was. It could be larger, smaller.
That's how much dam and nefesh there was.
Exactly right. So therefore, that mida, that kli was a kli. And that is mekadesh, even yavish. Lo yishonu, that's what it says, ein kli halach mekadesh yavish, ela midois, the midois and amekadesh, ala mizrakois. Like the Mizrakish Shuldam, etc., Mekadesh Sal Yovish, they are Mekadesh Nemar, and now we repeat the same pasuk that we had back on the Amud Aleph from Nachshon and Aminodov and the other Nisim, that what? Shneim Maleim Soilis, Belulav Hashemen Le Mincha. Now the Shneim Maleim, we referred to at the beginning of the pasuk, the Karbonai Karas Kesef Achas, that's a Kaara, Kaara, and right after that, Umizrak Echot Kesef Shiv Meshech L'Kesef, oh, so we're talking about a Kaara Mita Mizrak. Kara and Mizrak were typically used for lach. They weren't used for yavesh. And they are mekadesh. I don't know the mekadesh. And I see that the mincha, which was, of course, yavesh, you can go and put into a mizrak, which, of course, is a kli lach. So you see, there is mekadesh. And there's no problem. Fine, they're interchangeable. Why does it say here in the Mishnah, ein kli lach? So Shmuel means ein midois lach. Oh, so therefore, I see from that Shmuel, that he's learning pshat in that Mishnah.
Like Rav.
What did Rav say? That you can have a kedusha below yizul, that you can go and put in just dry soles, flour into a kli, and it's a makadish, and no problem. So Shmuel holds it. Not in a midah nisht, but otherwise in your regular, normal kelim, yeah.
Sure, yeah.
Zoy bazoy. So you see it, Shmuel learns like Rav. That mincha that you were talking about in the pasuk, read the pasuk in its entirety. Shneim meleim, soles, mincha belulav hashemen. Oh, it was belulav hashemen. So it wasn't just dry flour. It was dry flour together with the soles. In fact, it was wetened flour with the oil. So it's moist, exactly. So in Bazai, don't mean miraya that you can go and be makdish something which is dry in a midas halach, because this is, in fact, it was wet. Amalei l'nitzcha eli yavish shabbat. You're right, of course, when you go and mix it together, you try your best to make a good job, but as the brother Shai has told us in the past, Bila is not Ma'akev, Ain Bila Ma'akevis. So you go and you mix it, but there are bound to be dry particles here and there that never really got moisturized, saturated, mixed together with the shemen. And all of it becomes Kodesh. You don't go and say, well, once you find that Yavish, take it out. No,
it's
everything.
Rocks.
Oh, so that's pshat number one. The boy is saying in Nacharaya, mincha legabe dam ki yavish dam ya. You're right. Mincha is in fact moist, but how can you compare mincha, which is moist, to dam, which is
entirely liquid.
Yovish dam, you said before, that's why we say that Shmuel holds like Rav, that even if it's yovish, it's also mekat. It's not yovish, it's moist. Imatlam is moist. Come on, compare it to a liquid, it's a goodish. Okay. Zokim Argufu, we learned in the Yom Adalif, Umra Bluza. Mincha she come to behechel ksheira. Why, if you did a kmitz in hechel work, she came at sinu besilik bezichen. Silik bezichen, it's a parallel, and that of course is like the kmitza, and that you're doing in the hechel. You have to do it in the hechel.
That's where it is.
That's where the shulchan is. Good. Master Rabbi Yirmiyahu, I have a pusik. First, I have a brice. The brice says the pusik, come to misham, muloi kumtsoi. Parshup shop means that the kohen brought in his plastic container, his plastic bag, full of solas, and then you go and pour that into the kohen. Anybody puts it into a
klisharis,
and it has to be dafkin, not a kohen, because a kohen, then you don't do a kmitza,
right.
It's kula kol. So it's a regular Yisrael, and now the kohen puts in his three fingers, and it says, the kometz misham mulei kumtzai. The word misham is totally ibrik. You could just say, the kometz mulei kumtzai. V'shteitzach misham. He doesn't, if the mincha is in this klisharis, he doesn't go to an empty klisharis and do a kmitza. He does misham where the kmitza, where the mincha is. So the word misham is ibrik. So a machloik is what you learn from that. Tanakama says, Mimokim Shiragli Azor Oimdais. Kamas Misham is not referring to the Klisharis. It's referring to where the Baalim are. The Baalim are Yisraelim. They're standing within the first 11 Amis of the Azara. And the Kohen goes over there to where that Zara is standing and saying, I heard that you brought your Mincha. Yeah, you have my Mincha. Okay, here's a Klisharis, pour the Mincha in. Oh, now it's in the Skadish. And now the Kohen, the Kamas Misham, at that same location, the Kohen can go and do a Kmit. How do you know that if he messed up and he did it with the left hand, you can go and put it back and do a repeat performance? So he learns the Kometz Misham differently.
A do-over.
Exactly. So now that is really unrelated to our sugya. The Ikr is the first part of that price, which says the Kometz Misham, a Mokim Sharagli Azor, Oim Dice. 1 second. You just had Reb Loza said, you can go and do a Kometz in the Heichel. That's not where the Raglia Balam Oim Dois. The Raglia Balam is still in the Azor, the first 11 Amos. They can't even get close to the Heichel. So the Choyra, Reb Lozer is arguing with this Braisa. Everything more. Ikadiyami who Moisel Abumafarik, the same one who asked this Kasha, that was Mosav Reb Yirmia, he's the same one that answered it. Ikadiyami, there was another version, Omli Reb Yaakov Reb Yirmia, that not that he answered, but Reb Yaakov told Reb Yirmiyah, Bar Tachlifa! That was his father's name, and he called him Bar Tachlifa. Azbarlach, I'll explain to you. Loi Nitzricha el Hachshiris kol Azorah Kula. He's not saying that you have to do it with a Balaam standing the 11 Amis. He's telling you, you can also do it over there. It's like Kochim Kalim. You could do it with Tzavoy, but you do it anywhere in the Azorah. He had taken the Kamitza anywhere in the Azorah. So that's what the positive comments to Misham, even from the Ragli, where the Ragli Yisrael is standing. Come on, Ragli Yisrael, that's not what the Mokum Avoida. No, that's fine, it comes to Misham. Why would I have thought differently? Shulay Taimer, Hoyl V'Oyle Kachi Kudushim, after every Oyle Kachi Kudushim, only the Kahana will not eat the Shirayim, and they have to eat it inside the Azorah. I'm sorry?
No,
I'm referring to the Mincha. Shulay Taimer, Hoyl V'Oyle Kachi Kudushim, just like an Oyle Kachi Kudushim, Mincha is also Kachi Kudushim. In which respect the Mincha Kachi Kudushim? It can only be eaten by the Kahana, it can only be eaten the Azorah, not outside. So it's just like an oil. So ma oil to unit tzofayin in the Azor, not the entire Azor, only the tzofayin Azor. Mincha to unit tzofayin, and therefore he has to go and tell us, become it's Misham, doesn't have to be but tzofayin, it can be anywhere in the Azor, including where the Ragli Yisrael are standing, 11 Amis, no problem whatsoever. Okay. Frank Timura, you're learning it from an oiler. Maybe the reason why an oiler is required to have tzofayin, you can call it, that's very special. So it's not a din kachi kudishim, it's a din oiler, because it's... But mincha is not kula kola by a regular mincha Yisrael. So you're right. Take out oil. Learn it from chatas. That just like chatas, that chatas has it's kachi kudishim and it's bitzafai. So I would think that mincha is kachi kudishim. Well, it's got to be bitzafai. See, how can you learn from chatas? Mal chatas came in chaperes al chayav krisis. Chatas really? Why that's really kachi kudishim? Woo! Even chiv kir, but not kar mincha. And so therefore says Yimara, I might have thought. Why would I have thought to learn it from chatas? There's no reason to learn from Chatz. Chatz is so exalted, so elevated. So what do I need?
You have the Michas Carbon Olim, the Orban Olim.
I knew you were going to say that, but that's only one out of the three, okay. And that
it's a fraction. But even still, it's in the parsha of Kareis.
Good, but the point is, since there's so many Chatas in the net, and besides, the Gemara is going to have a better Teretz anyway. Frankly, we're going to learn from Asham. Asham is Kodesh Kodeshim, and it's not Chayav Kris, not Mechaper Chivir. I know it's Mechaper and other things. Yes, Maskim. But the Maisa, it's not, doesn't go to that high level of Chayav Kris. So therefore, go and learn from Asham. They're just like Asham is Mitzafah, and they should also Mitzafah. That's why you need the Pasuk for. No, Mal Asham came in a Dhamim. How can you compare Mini Dhamim to the case of the Mincha? This is a Karbin Medam, it's Sheshachting, Metamidit, Kabbalah Saddam, Zrikas, and this is just a Mincha. So why would I learn one for the other? So tomorrow, once you accept that as a good response, Bikulinam Shekem Mini Dhamim. So it doesn't only apply to the Ashim, it applies very to Chatzis and Oila, right. All of them are Mini Dhamim. So why would I have thought that the Mincha is up special to do Dafki Mitzafai? After all, it's not Mini Dhamim. Hell, it's just so because I don't know how you look Siv, Vikrivarakoi, Mikishal Mizbech. The comments misham leikomtzai. Now there's a special din by Karben Mincha that the gisha el mizbech. We don't normally talk about that too much, but the hagasha means that you take the kli sharis in which you have the mincha, and you have to initially go and take it next to the southwestern corner of the mizbeach, just for a split second, the gisha el mizbech, and then the kohen goes and does his kmitza subsequently. Now I might have thought, since the process of the Gishol Mizbeach, the comments of Yekoy Misham, my Kumtzai, Mahagosh, we can't enjoy this Maharavas, after we said, I'm the can't enjoy this Maharavas, maybe
like,
I make a Hekish.
Like a Chatasov.
Exactly, so go and do it there too, and that should be Dafka Miyucha, the only place, Kamashal and Dorothy, we have the other Pasuk, the comments Misham, you can move around the whole Azora here, there, and everywhere, as well as, says Igmar, you can even do it in the Heichel, not that we are recommending it, but a mincha she comes to Beichas Kusha. You told me that if it comes to Misham, it has to be Mokim Shirag Lezor Oim Lez. That's only giving you a heter, not that you are limited to that spot. Anywhere in the Azar, why would I have thought differently? I would have thought maybe Keren Dromis Marab is just like the Hagasha. Kamashabla, anywhere in the Azar, and by extension, even in the Heichel. Now, since we spoke about doing a kmitz of a mincha inside the heichel, the obvious parallel is, what about shechting a carbon in the heichel? Is that kosher? Guf Amr Rabbi Yechon, we had this again on the Amr Aleph, Shlomi sheshechtem heichel k'shein shenemar, u'shchotei pesach oil moyed, you can go and shecht in the Azar, which is in front of the Pesach, in front of the palace, in front of the Heichel. V'lo yei tavol chomim aneker, if you can go into the Avoida before you get into the palace, and you can go and do it. Alaska v'kame koshke mit kavol chomer. Pray tomorrow. I'm not so sure I agree with you, Kavachayim. Amazingly, beautiful Mesira Oymer. In I'm Shem, Mekifoy of Techomis, or Azara, Shekahanam, Nechlos, and Hechel, the Oichel, Mikachi, Kudish, and Mishari, Menachas. The Gemara is telling us about a terrible, terrible situation, like on a Yom Kippur situation, right. Not Yom Kippur, on Tisha B'Av, that Chas V'Sholem, the Goyim have come, and now they've surrounded the entire Azara, and now the Kahanim are not able to eat the Shiore HaMincha, and the Chatos, and the
Azara itself.
In the Azara, because it's a danger zone. So they're allowed to go in Shmuglarain, they're allowed to go enter into the Heichel, and eat over there. I'm assuming this is more hypothetical than real, because if the Goyim have surrounded the whole Azara, isn't it a Mokka Mesukan? Wouldn't you think everybody's running for their lives? Okay, but if somehow or other there are enough security guards around the Heichel.
Actually, we had in Gemara that when the Goyim came in to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, mm-hmm. The Levim were singing on the steps. They were doing the Avoda. They weren't running for their lives. The Levim were singing there.
And when after they entered into it, what did they do?
I don't know. I wasn't there.
So you didn't see the next line.
Frame, okay.
Exactly. Anyway, they go into the Heichel. They're allowed to go and do all of that. Now, how do I know that you're allowed to go and eat the karbonos the kodesh kodeshim inside the heichel? Tamaloyim the kodesh kodeshim techlan. We don't mean the kodesh kodeshim; we mean the heichel, which has more kedusha than the azara. So you're allowed to eat it there. Frank Dimar, based on what you said a moment ago, that if you want to go and shech the shlam inside the heichel, it's kosher. Mit the kal v'chayim lehitavul chaman iker. Sorry?
From the Pesach Omoy,
that you learn from the Pesach Omoy, that the same Alechem Heichel, you can go and do the Avoida there, and go and check inside. So, V'olam Likra, Lema B'chatzar Oil Moy Yechlu, it says by the Kabbonis Kachi Kudishim, they have to eat in the Chatz of the Oil Moy, which means in the Azara. V'lei Eitofo Chomer Meikr, if you're allowed to go and eat in the whole Chatz of the Oil Moy, so L'chari Zichri, you're allowed to go and eat in the Oil Moy inside the Heichel itself, mit the Zel V'kal V'chomer. So how can you compare? You're comparing apples and oranges, and that is avoid the odom oyved, the mokem rabbi, and avoid where a person is doing the service in front of the rabbi. Nishal oylam Amrin shlei tofel chomen ikrif. I'm allowed to go and do the shechita out in the Azara. As you say, lefnei Pesach oil mayin, then you're certainly allowed to go and do the shechita inside the heichel. No, if you can do it in the Azara, in front of the heichel, you can certainly do it inside the heichel, because you learn this kal v'chaymeh. Shlei tofel chomen and ikrif. Here to marachile, eating from the carbon. She'ein adam oichel b'mokam rabbi, that a person should, who is a servant should go and eat b'mokam rabbi, is pasnish. So what's the reason why you're allowed to eat in the chatzar oil mayir? Time in the kosav kra. It's only because the pasuk allows you to go and eat first the chatzar oil mayir on a regular basis. And under these very difficult circumstances, b'kodesh kadoshim techlenu, you're allowed to go and eat the heichel. Hole kosav kra, but if you wouldn't have the top pasuk, b'kodesh kadoshim techlenu, lo yehtofel chamanim ikr, lo yamrinim. This svara of lo yehtofel chamanim ikr, I would say, is only by avoida, because that's a covet to do the avoida before the Rebbein Shalom. Marachi can do it inside the Azara. He can certainly do it in the palace itself in the Eichel. But to go and say, because Kadosh Baruch Hu allows you to go and eat inside the Azara, he'll allow you to go and eat in his own royal dining room. You can eat in the secondary dining room inside the Chatzar Oil Mayid. But to come all the way and eat inside the Eichel, for that I need a special pasuk, and that's a pasuk Kadosh Kadoshim Toich Lenu. Stop on here. Have a wonderful day.